Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss our thoughts so far on Drag Race UK, our review of our crazy gaga weekend in Vegas, and we speculate which foolish games Jewel was playing. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. Can you just fucking look at me?
No. Is it weird for you?
I mean, legally you're not allowed to look at me, but yeah. It is a little weird for me.
This is kind of nice, actually. There's no delay. Usually we record, sometimes we record remotely, but other times we record in a studio. Today we're recording in my office, and Corey's sitting behind me and I'm not looking at him.
It's almost as if you have one of those like hurt necks, you know, when someone's neck's like thrown out and then you're like,
I have to turn,
and
like
they have
this.
To turn in a swivel chair instead of just turning their neck.
Well, I guess I could like hold my microphone, but remember that one time I held my microphone and everyone shit. Was all like,
oh my god. Wait, I was holding my microphone and I once held my microphone and got yelled at too, so I'm stopping holding it.
Okay, well, keep it still.
Oh my
and
god.
And hopefully everything's going well. Corey, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to my home.
Thank you.
First impressions?
I feel like this is an exclusive fireside chat bedroom interview.
It's not in the bedroom, though.
Wait, first impressions. My first impression is you still have the breakfast in your teeth that I told you about 10 minutes ago.
Well, when you say breakfast, I just need to put it out in the universe and clarify that while I was waiting for you to come over, I was eating leftover Chipotle steak, a double steak bowl.
But I noticed you brought
home... And you said
home,
cilantro, but I do not get cilantro.
It's so. Automatically on the steak, you fucking dumb bitch.
Oh. I didn't know.
I think their rice is called cilantro rice, too. You are a fake Chipotle fan.
Okay, well, regardless, it was in my teeth. I don't know if it was cilantro, though. It's not still there. Let me smile at you. Is it in there?
It is still there.
But I did just get my teeth whitened. Is the contrast insane?
Yeah, it's like fucking one of those green and white mints you get from a restaurant when you leave for free. You know?
No. I don't know.
It's like a fucking Andes mint.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the brown and the white? Oh, my. No, I got my teeth whitened the other day.
Aren't Andes mints green?
No, they're brown.
Yeah,
the wrapper is green.
They have a green stripe.
You know what?
I'm turning back around. It's creme
de menthe. I'm not looking at you right now.
It's creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe.
Oh. Meth.
I have 3 bullet points on my talking points for today.
Well, you really know how to reel me in. Let's get started.
The first one says, if you were to get hit in the downstairs, what would you say?
Ouch! I would say...
You hit me in the...
You hit... The
What do you say? What am I? What are you asking?
So you get hit in the junk.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ow, you hit me in the...
Oh, my balls.
Yes. That's, I wanted to know if you were more of a balls guy or a nuts guy.
Oh, my nuts. Oh, no, I don't think I say nuts.
I think I say nuts.
Is nuts, I think, versus balls, you just, the new dick versus cock?
I think I'm all, you just hit me in the nuts.
You would say that. You also say jerk, or you say jacking off. Ugh.
Yeah.
So you're jacking off and holding your nuts and pulling your cock?
Okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm jerking off and holding my balls and holding my dick.
Well, thank
God. We couldn't
God.
Be more different.
I didn't know you even had two hands to hold everything at once.
Well, they're not my hands. They're your hands. Oh. Come on over here, Corey. Just come here.
Are you singing Jewel or are you hitting on me?
These are my hands.
These are my hands.
So what was Jewel on about?
I swear to God, I recently listened to Jewel's Greatest Hits when I was riding in a car with someone.
Okay.
And they were all, want to know a good song to sing along in the car to? Put on Foolish Games by Jewel, which I agree, it's a great song to sing along to. And then we were automatically playing her greatest hits, and the next shuffled on My Hands, and it's all, these are my hands, or are they your hands?
Do you think if you had a lineup of 50 hands?
Yeah.
Pictures of 50 hands that all looked similar to yours. Would you be able to pick out which hands are yours?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And also, if I
would. I could only by the cuticles. Look how dirty. They're like, they are literally orange right now.
Don't turn to look at me.
Look at how dirty my cuticles. Can you see how orange my hands are? Look how orange you look, girl.
What does she say on Mean Girls? My nail beds suck.
Well, my nail beds really suck today because I was face painting yesterday.
Mm.
And so all my hands are stained orange right now.
Well, the answer to your question is I would definitely be able to see my hands. And I would also be able to pick out my hams in a lineup of 50 hams. I am a butcher's boy.
Okay.
These hams, they are my own. We used to sing that at Cool's Meat Market.
No, you didn't. No,
my hams, me and the other butcher's boys.
These are my hams. They are my own. They are
my own.
What's the next line?
They are not yours. They are my own.
You know what?
And they're forever
That
broken.
Might be an SNL. That could be an SNL skit. Jewel as the
butcher.
No,
these are my hams.
Yeah, she's the guest.
Yeah,
we really missed the mark. Hosted SNL?
She must have.
Okay, well, did she ever do double duty?
She was all, had my eggs and my pancakes too.
Is that the line? I don't know.
Yeah, that's from her hit. Oh,
her one hit. Wow. Well, speaking of her other hit,
tell it.
Do you ever play any Foolish Games? Like, which ones?
These Foolish Games. I can sing Foolish Games in the car. Heaven help my children someday if they're right in the back seat and I'm singing Foolish Games.
But do you ever play any Foolish Games?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, I play Foolish by Ashanti and Ja Rule.
Games, baby, games.
No, I have nothing on my important
list of Foolish Games. There's no bullet points.
I just pulled up my note on my phone. There are zero Foolish Games.
Okay.
And there are nothing on my notes about what to talk about on Psychobabble today that has to do with games.
Games. Well,
other than nuts versus balls? ?
What a fun game! That is a Foolish Game.
That's a Foolish Game.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Corey, we played a foolish game, but I was not foolish in it when we were in Vegas.
What, was it blackjack?
It was blackjack. I woke up the next morning with hundreds of extra dollars. Did I steal it? Did I win it? Who knows?
Babe, I cashed you out. I took your $250, put it nicely in your wallet.
Thank you.
And then carried you home.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Was I playing baby the foolish game?
Baby had one too many Coronas at the blackjack table.
My last memory was chugging a Corona. That's honestly...
What I'm realizing now is I'm a terrible friend because, again, the next morning I woke up and I said, I guess a couple times he did tap me on the shoulder. Oh, I'm really drunk.
I beg you to know. Anytime that we are partying in any capacity,
honey, you're in charge of your own foolish game. I always come up to you
and I say, "This is me giving you a sign
that I need to be tucked in. You need to do one of these where you're
y'all know those witches that do this. You know, can you tell by the sound, slapping
your forearm to the back of your hand, to the front of your hand, to your forearm.
Yeah, it's a foolish game.
It's a foolish
anyway, that's my safe word, kind of. Is that what I would call it?
I think
that's
you need my, to do that, and then you do like a baseball. You pull your left ear.
By the time I'm that drunk, I don't know the signs.
You actually pull off your ear.
Yeah, right.
Your earring.
This is my ham. This is mine, I know.
I don't, yeah. Once you started throwing the chips and you spilled the beer on the blackjack table.
I didn't spill the beer on the blackjack table.
I spilled the beer.
I didn't.
You spilled 2 beers.
No way, Jose.
And the first woman was it's fine, happens all the time. She was laughing. She loved to laugh. The second woman was all, his Corona and our chips.
I don't remember and I do not recall.
They had to, what I did learn was.
I woke up from a text from Julian, though. Do you remember Julian?
Oh, yeah, our fun.
Straight friend.
French-Canadian boy.
Yeah, they kept talking in French, and I go, oui, oui.
I tried my je suis la jeune fille, and he goes, that means I'm a little girl. And I go, maybe I am.
You say that they got us shots. No recollection of that either.
So they got you a shot, but then the next morning I Googled it when you were throwing up, and it wasn't a shot. They got you a cocktail, which you drank like a shot.
Oh, well, you live and you learn.
You get lost.
I learned nothing. I played a foolish game.
Did you?
And I lost.
How many times did you throw up the next day and or the evening of?
So I was waiting for the Uber to arrive, I had to, and while I was rolling my, my luggage.
You puked while I was brushing my teeth.
Right. As I was rolling my luggage out of the room, I had to run back into the room to puke. So that was once. And then I puked again.
When my roommate tried to hug you.
Yeah. Literally. I turned around. I said, 1 second, I have to puke. And both pukes were only liquid and only pink. So I was wondering what I consume. Oh, you know what?
It was that birthday cake cupcake.
Yes, it was. It was. It was the frosting. And then I puked on the plane.
On the plane?
Yeah. And I was very grateful, though, because I thought I was going to have to puke in a bag.
Oh. You but ran to the bathroom?
I ran to the bathroom.
And no one was in it?
Nobody was in it. Oh, I was God. Good to go.
That is a lucky lady.
And the only other time I thought I was going to puke, it was on the Uber drive home, which, oh, as God. You know, is like a 40-50
fucking
minute drive.
LAX to where you live is a fucking nightmare.
It was not good, but I held it in, and then I got on my couch, and I retired for the day. No, that was my
day. Did you watch anything good on Netflix?
Let me think. Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of Explained. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
What else? Maybe I watched an episode of The Politician. I'm still behind. Oh. You know what I have been getting into? Drag Race UK.
I'm only two episodes. Don't say nothing.
Well, I've only seen two episodes too, but I missed two in the middle. So I've seen the Snatch Game and I've seen the first episode.
I was asked, what's that Saddles bar in your town?
Flaming.
I was asked to go tonight to watch the episode because they air it. That's that bar.
The last thing I want to do is watch Drag Race in public. Gays screaming, talking, clinking. Can't hear what's going on.
I said the same thing, but the one bar we went to in San Francisco, they turned the volume real loud and people really do shut the fuck up.
Well, I would hope so. I want to watch my show. I don't want to hear people watch my show.
Well, why do you even invite your friends over to watch it? Because Lord knows they talk during.
I don't. And if I do, I pause it when they're talking. I say, well, you let me know when you're done talking. I'm very like fourth grade teacher. Like, oh, I'll wait.
Are you, what's this one again? Quiet Coyote?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all know about that. Somebody's calling me, but I don't know. No.
Send it to voicemail.
It's an 800 number. Do we trust them? Should we answer?
No. I think I'm going to start answering solicitor calls. And when they get on, be like, act like I'm from the future and be like, just be like, run, run. Oh, it's yourself calling from the future.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've intercepted this call. It's you. It's me.
It's me calling from the future.
What would you warn them
You
about?
Gotta get out of there.
Get out. What would you warn them? What's coming for them?
I'd say if you don't quit your stupid job trying to steal financial information from old people.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was a telemarketer once. We all have to make a living.
Oh, baby. None of these mystery calls we get are telemarketers. They're people trying to... So they're trying to scam for like old people's phone numbers and social security numbers.
Well, foolish games.
And if I have
like
to hear
those old people have,
and I if I have to hear one more of my friends who get their credit card number stolen say that they're a victim of identity theft, I have to say, someone using your credit card is not identity theft. Don't wish identity theft upon yourself.
Okay. I don't know who you're yelling at. Is there somebody in specific that you want to call out?
That's a much bigger thing.
Okay.
Someone just stole your credit card because you left it at the bar.
Well, I don't want to talk about identity theft because I feel like that's the universe coming into me. You know, like you're asking the universe to come bring that to you. We're not talking about that right now.
So do you want to talk about the other two bullet points on... Oh, wait. Drag Race?
What?
That was one of my bullet points.
Oh, well, then there we go. It's like I read your stupid little peanut mind. What do you have to say about it?
I like... which ones do I like?
The Vivian?
I think I like the Vivian. Who's the Canadian one?
Oh,
I like...
I don't know. I don't really know any of their names, to be honest.
He's got a one-name thing, too.
I'm looking them up. So you like the Canadian one?
Yeah, don't tell me any spoilers. You've seen much more than I have.
Okay, I won't, but I'm just trying to find the list of queens.
He goes hairy chest, hairy armpits.
Yeah. They're all kind of like a little bit like, we're doing whatever the hell we want. That's like
let
their
whole live. Shtick.
I like. Oh, but you haven't seen the Snatch Game episode.
Don't tell me, and you can't even tell me because what happens if they're in a lip sync before that and then they happen to win it? I'm going to be spoiled.
Do you like Davina DeCampo?
That's the one with the mohawk.
Yeah,
and it has a real annoying laugh. When I think that, I say, well, people said that about Tyler on The Amazing Race, so maybe I should be nice.
That's true. She's the one that when they were doing her Meet the Queen moment, she was like,
I know exactly which
listing
one
all the famous things she was on and stuff like that.
Oh, wait, really?
I think. So how do you feel about the buy one with a girlfriend? The cat something?
Scaredy
the hell?
Cat.
Scaredy cat?
I'm always like, is it Fraidy Cat or Scaredy Cat?
Well, Fraidy Cat, Scaredy Cat, I don't know.
Reminds me of Troye Sivan either way.
Whoa. Gothy Ken doll. That's the boot.
Gothy Ken doll.
My favorites right now include, well... probably Bag of Chips.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be exhausted by Bag of Chips early
really?
On.
Really? I like Cheryl Hole.
Really?
And I feel like you probably don't.
I don't. I mean, I've only seen...
She's giving me like Alyssa Edwards.
I've only seen two episodes and I think...
fun.
I've had enough of you.
And I like the Vivian. I think that's a very strong final three for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, I'm really enjoying it. As somebody who's like had Drag Race fatigue, and we've talked about this a lot, I find it charming, enjoyable, like not self-aware quite yet. Like it's very first season of the show. You know what I mean? I could have done with more queens and more diversity of queens. I feel like a lot of them are kind of same, 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 same. But I like it. It's fun.
Are you excited for Celebrity RuPaul's Drag Race?
You know, I'm not. How many times did you see...
Do we need to see Andrew Garfield in drag?
I am hoping it's good, but I have a feeling it's going to be like...
Drag you.
And drag you was just not the one for me.
I saw like, everyone... Stick to what you do well. All the comments I saw were saying like, we better not have to deal with women.
Well, I have some bad news for you.
I'm sure they're coming.
I'm almost certain that I've heard that there are female celebrities involved.
Well, shit.
I don't know if they're becoming drag kings, but I am almost certain there are... Women.
Is this like Celebrity Chopped?
I don't know. I don't know.
Each episode stands alone though, right?
Yes, I believe so.
But there's only 4 episodes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So Taylor Swift's coming on it because Todrick's part of it.
Jesus Christ.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Are we talking about Todrick? Did you see all the Todrick drama?
I didn't.
Well, I saw some threads about him. I have no thoughts or opinions, but I saw some threads and I enjoyed reading them.
What is...
if you want to see...
What is I've seen people some
really
threads.
Had people really had some thoughts about... people were exposing him. And, you know, I think he is very talented, but I do think he might not be the most professional person in the world. And that's how, what I'll leave at that.
I wish you could do a tight-lipped tongue pop like Cheryl Hole does. Her tongue pop creeps me the fuck out.
Can we talk about, before we leave Drag Race UK, how sad it is that they can't get a prize?
Hold on. So I said I watched 2 episodes. I've watched the full first episode, and then I can't find a reliable stream is the problem. And I made it all the way through, like, the second episode, and then it, like, cut out right at the runway. So I didn't get to see, I saw, like, the acting and all that, but I didn't get to see the, like, runways. Anyways... Yeah, I saw in the first episode, they were like, you're first, you win the RuPaul's Drag Race badge.
And yeah, I was like, if you win an episode, you win a pin.
And what do the pins do?
It's just a pin. That's it. You know what the pin does? It gives them something else to sell at DragCon UK.
So the winner of the first episode could have broken her pin into 9 pieces and given one even to Gothy Kendall?
Yeah, definitely. Poor Gothy Kendall. And then if you win the entire... season, you win. Ready for this?
Oh yeah, you get a pilot on VH1.com.
Wow Presents
YouTube channel.
You get somebody filming you and saying, "Okay, go."
You get Trixie and Katya's, but and the I British version, which would probably be called. Cheerio.
Raymond told me that. It's because there's like laws in the UK for prizes and you can't have, I guess, monetary prizes on BBC, I think, because it's BBC is taxpayer money shows. Does that make sense? So basically your taxes in the UK are paying for Gothy Kendall's everything.
Well, they'll get to tour. They'll get to make the coin.
Yeah, they'll definitely make the money, but it sucks that they can't win $100,000.
They'll get 2 quid or something.
A loony and a toonie.
Yeah.
No, the Canadian one can have a toonie.
Well.
Who's the Canadian one?
That's the one I like.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of drag queens, are we going to talk about the Nina and Monet of it all?
You want to talk?
Well, what's there to say?
My roommate yells at me for talking about Meghan McCain too much already.
Well, that...
Here's what I'll say.
That long arm glove woman.
Here's what I'll say.
You know how I feel about that.
Here's what I will say.
What?
I didn't know that Meghan McCain's husband was like part of some website and was part of and like pushed all this transphobic agenda until the whole thing happened. So sure. Do I believe that they also could have possibly not known that? Yeah, absolutely.
But okay, so even if that were the case, I think when everyone calls them out, they should be a little bit more gracious. Anybody should be a little bit more welcoming to critique, especially from people that want you to do better because they are a fan. I think what I think a lot of people had a problem with was the Queen's doubling down on being like okay with fraternizing.
Yeah.
Meghan McCain, and I have no problem with Queens going on. Get your attention. Go on national TV. Be a lighthouse and a beacon of hope for young queer kids that see you and feel helpful and maybe bridge the gap between you and the other side. But I think part of bridging the gap is using that time and that space to educate and to pull that quote-unquote ally aside and say, listen, I get that you were part of the No Hate campaign. I get that you put the... duct tape on your mouth and did a photo shoot. I get that you were for gay marriage, but there's a lot of other issues within queer culture, and it's not just gay marriage, and gay rights are extend beyond that, and it's not just appreciating drag queens and RuPaul. It's also fighting for trans people in the community and whatever, blah, 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 blah. You could have done a lot of things, and I think I know Nina and I know Monet to both be very opinionated, very educated, very activist-minded. And so it was just, I thought it was a missed opportunity to bring that to the table. Like, it didn't have to be just them going on the show and giving Meghan McCain a birthday cake. If they really want to reach across the aisle, then I think that they could be activists in doing so.
Well, you know, it all stems from, like, they were there in July, or in June for, like, Pride Month, and she had kind of done, like, a Q&A with them in Adore.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it? I understand that we're kind of in a political landscape where people are very polarized and say, like, they cut people off and no communication and blah, 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 blah. Is there room to reach across the aisle? If so, who should be doing it? How should they be doing it? Let us know. Reply and tweet us. Like, I don't know.
Go off.
Did you see Kanye West's new album?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, why not?
Well, you don't want to talk about Gaga?
What's there to say?
We went and saw her. Someone dropped her off stage.
You know, let's actually talk about that.
I want to know your official review of the Enigma Ball.
Oh my God. So we went to see Enigma. Okay. It was the Lady Gaga Vegas residency show. So she has two shows in Vegas. Yeah. One's a pop show. It's kind of like, you know, what you would expect from a Vegas pop star show. The other is a jazz night, and she does a lot fewer of those. But we went to the pop one called Enigma, and we were down in the pit. And
get in the pit and try to love someone.
And we... honestly, I didn't really know what to expect. I was kind of just... I didn't look up the set list. But I had seen some clips of what to expect. I was blown away. I was so happy with it. And as a Gaga fan, Corey, you and I, we realized at the show, we've seen Gaga together how many times?
That was our fifth. Yeah, I've never seen her without you.
That's beautiful. I've seen her without you.
I know.
Which ones have we been to? And you listed them right off the top of your head.
Yeah, we went to the very first. What was her first one in Detroit? Was
the Fame Ball.
Fame Ball.
With Jason Derulo as an opener.
Jason Derulo opened. It was in Detroit. It was like 2009, maybe. Then we saw the Monster Ball.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Also in Detroit, I think.
No. I never saw the Monster Ball.
Oh.
I saw the Born This Way Ball in Amsterdam with you. Mm-hmm. We saw the art pop rave. What was it?
The art rave.
The art rave at LAX.
No, at the Staples Center.
Yeah, I was at the airport.
At the airport.
You know, at the Los Angeles Staples Center. Then we saw the Joanne at AT&T Park in San Francisco, which is now called something else. And then... Enigma in Vegas. That's five.
Did you love it?
I said she talked a little too much for me.
You know what? I'm going to agree.
I think I've been spoiled recently. I've been to a lot of shows where it's just like, let me churn out song after song after song. And I'll say like, hi, like the Maggie Rogers show I saw, she just like ripped right through her set list. She did talk like one time where she had her monologue moment. Gaga had a few monologue moments that I thought, okay, sis.
And you know what? I'm not going
to
say
I'm
that I don't.
I'm not here to talk to hear you talk about the Yankees.
Yeah, it was a lot of Yankees.
She did two monologues about the Yankees.
She did a monologue about holding her middle finger up against people.
That was part of the show.
Why though? So yeah, there were a lot of questionable monologues, and I'm not gonna say that I don't like a monologue. Like when we saw Adele, I wanted it to be a monologue because she was so funny and it was so charming.
I will give you that too. And when I see Sarah Bareilles, I will listen. She is witty and funny, and like it's like a comedy show wrapped into a tour.
But Gaga, I think Gaga lost.
Ranting about the Yankees. Yeah.
She lost me a couple times, and a few times I had to turn to my friends and say, what is she on about? What's going on?
I said,
on right
can I, should I run to the bathroom now? Do I have time?
I ran to the bathroom at a very inopportune time.
You ran to the bathroom when that kid dropped her off stage. And let me, I changed my wording. I 1000% think it was her fault.
Absolutely.
It was Gaga. Watch the video back. She jumped up on him and he tried to brace himself and stepped off the stage.
It went viral, but Gaga invited a fan on stage after he threw a note onto stage. And I'm always a little bit like, okay, well, everyone here, like did she read the note? And what was some of the highlights?
It was a very nice note, which is why I thought.
I'm sure the note is nice, but like, everyone loves you. That's the reason they're at the show. I don't know if that warrants coming on stage and making it like a 30-minute moment.
Well, it was only a 30-minute moment because 15 minutes of it was them falling off the stage and then having to get back up on stage.
Yeah, well, as soon as she started talking to the audience, I ran to go get waters for all my friends. And I could still hear what was going on stage. I must have missed anything about falling because when I got back, I was like, who's that on stage sitting doing Million Reasons with her? And all of my friends were like, you missed it.
I mean, we didn't have the best angle of it either. We were in the pit behind the piano, but.
So she invited him up on stage and it went viral on Twitter that like, oh, Gaga jumped on her and like they fell off stage. But no, what really happened if you watch the clips is he came up on stage.
They hugged
and she jumped on him.
She wrapped her right leg around his back. And then he was standing there, and then she tried to jump up and wrap her left leg around him, too, to straddle his, like, waist.
And his poor little ankle.
Oh, my God. And his ankle snapped on that little baby stage, and Scarlett took a tumble.
And then Million Reasons, and they were zooming in on both of them sitting there while she was singing Million Reasons. And it's like you could see it replaying over and over in his head. And I was like,
think it was sweet that she said, like, forgive yourself right now for that moment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you imagine that's your number one and you are so excited to see her in concert and then she reads your note and you come up on stage and boom, and then Scarlett takes a tumble.
And like, yes, I very much did enjoy the show and I'm very thankful that I went and I was glad that I was there and in the pit and all that. I wasn't meaning to like talk shit.
Wow. I'm going to say this. One of her best shows I've ever been to because yes, she did all the hits. And she proved to the fucking, like, middle America fucks that are in Vegas, like, oh, bitch, yeah, you know all my songs. But then she also did all of the fan favorites. Like, when she did Aura.
Oh, my God.
And Corey and I lost our fucking minds.
Nobody else cared in the whole audience but us.
I think we were about to blast off. We were screaming so much and, like, jumping as high as we could in the pit. And then when she did Shiza, and this is a spoiler. Not really a spoiler, but this is all a spoiler because this is the set list. But she comes out on a robot. I have clips. I never want to delete them. It's like, I'm like, oh, clips at a concert, groundbreaking. But this is like, I was like, oh my God, insane. I am just happy that I saw that in my lifetime. I was very, very,
yeah,
very into it.
I think I was saying, it was too much talking for me. And I think it's because the last time I saw Gaga was at the Joanne Hoedown or whatever she called it. And it was it was in San Francisco and it was at AT&T Park and it was outside. And there's a time limit on how late they can play so that the city doesn't get noise complaints. And she started late. So she just came right out and ripped through song after song after song after song. And she didn't talk a whole lot.
I didn't quite understand the Enigma plot line. Like the simulation and the alien.
She was all, I've got a globe for acting. Let me act.
Yeah, she was very much stretching those wings.
It felt like we were...
Foolish games. It was Foolish Games.
It was her and Enigma, and their monologues were a little much for me.
I did have meet and greet after the show.
Nobody even knew what Enigma was up to.
I don't know. I should have asked at the meet and greet. But what you I did really I, at the meet and greet, I they told us like she's fine. She didn't die from the fall, but don't ask her about it. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'm sure that would be really annoying if everyone's asking, like, are you okay?
Suddenly the Koontz is you.
Right. Sure. And the guy that fell on, or that she fell with, was behind me in line at the meet and greet while everyone in line was watching videos of it. And then I turn around and there he is. I was like, oh my God, like, he must know. Like, this is a moment.
Wow.
But it was great. She was sweet. We got a picture. I look like I'm an idiot in it. I'm mid-conversation. I was telling her about how much we loved Aura and Shiza. And she goes, oh, a true little monster.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah,
bitch,
baby.
Imagine not liking Shiza.
Well, yeah. But Vegas was fun. It was a shit show.
No? It was a very foolish game.
It was a foolish game indeed.
The only thing missing was Jewel. And Jewels and Drugs.
Was she missing? Was that missing?
What if Jewel came out and performed Jewels and Drugs?
Now that would be
a foolish game. Is what you missed on Glee.
No, that would be a foolish game. Corey, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
I am at Tyler Oakley's office, sitting in the chair.
And I am Spice still in my tooth.
Oh my God.
Seven.
And I'm Cilantro Toothache.
Cilantro Toothache. Corey, good luck with your life.
I said eight.
Oh, sure. Tweet us what you think about anything. And yeah.
And maybe I'll post this picture of Tyler's cilantro tooth.
Did you take a picture of it?
On the Psychobabble Instagram.
Okay, cool. Great. Okay, bye.